Well, leading health researcher says some of the most vulnerable patients, including the frail and elderly, are missing out on vital services due to the added pressure on the health system from COVID. Cathy Eager is Professor of Health Services Research at the University of Wollongong. She says when beds, staff and resources are needed for COVID, other services, including rehabilitation, palliative care and geriatric management, are hit hard.
Well, today across Australia, we have 1,520 COVID patients in hospital wards in intensive care units. So 300 of them are in intensive care, but 1,200 are on wards. And those wards are being staffed by staff who were already in the system, already caring for very, very sick patients. And it's that group of patients who are really now the hidden victims of this pandemic.
When you talk about the hidden victims, what do you mean?
I think there's two groups. There's the patients who are in hospital and who've now been bumped around. And the other thing we have now is an increasing number of patients who are being cared for at home, not just the COVID patients. And we have about, New South Wales, we have about 10,000 people with COVID, active COVID at the moment at home. But I'm talking about palliative care patients being cared for at home and frail older people who are used to having a community nurse come to their home. All of those sort of services have been scaled back across New South Wales and Victoria to care for COVID patients.
So because there's so much pressure on the health system at the moment, some of the most vulnerable and frail are missing out on some of those services and possibly going to aged care earlier than they would have. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I'm definitely saying that hospital managers have been under such enormous stress. We don't just find 50 wards, each with 30 beds. They weren't just sitting there waiting with the door locked for this to happen. They are beds that we've taken from other purposes. And I'm not criticising hospital managers for doing that, but I do think we need to appreciate that there are a lot of hidden victims of this pandemic, and one of the major groups are frail older people coming towards the end of their life.
How important is it for people to understand that these extra COVID wards haven't come out of thin air? Something else has had to be closed or modified or adjusted for these extra, more than 50 extra wards to open?
Oh, look, I think the community really needs to understand it, and we all need to be absolutely have that at the back of our minds as we come out of lockdown in both New South Wales and in Victoria. We are creating a massive backlog of patients urgently needing surgery, frail older people who are really getting to the point that they will have to go to residential care because they're not getting the rehabilitation that they need.
How much do you feel for elderly people who may lose their independence sooner than they perhaps normally would?
I feel like we are robbing a generation of older people with a right to live their best life. And I think we should aspire that every older person lives every day as their best life. And they're certainly not able to do that unless we get COVID under control.
That's Professor Cathy Eager, Director of the Australian Health Services Research Institute.